because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porches Podcast. I'm your host, Big Meesh, a.k.a. Thickopotamus.
Ooh, what's good? This is Noah the Creator, a.k.a. Young Sore Papi. What's up, bro?
Hey, and we got Big Boy Saya in the building. What's up?
What up, guys? What up, what up? How you guys doing today?
Good, man. Good, how about you?
Fuck, chilling. I'm doing great. I got a gumball right here. It's tasting really good today.
Yeah.
What flavor gumball?
Gumball.
Wait, what is that? I guess that's a flavor, right? It's Three it's, Floyds.
Is yeah. Three Floyd, yeah, it's Gumball Head.
It's an IPA.
It's Gumball.
Well, welcome, Saya. All the previous listeners, you are definitely Saya. What's up, guys?
This is definitely the first time on here.
It's definitely first time on here.
I've been wanting you on here for a while, man.
Yeah
bro. I'm glad you finally made time.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, you two little thoughts got a lot to talk about. I'm just going to sit here and nod my head and say, yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, we'll try to keep the NFT talk to a minimal.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, these days it is kind of impossible for me. But,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, bro. Did you know that McDonald's is coming out with an NFT?
Dude, yeah, I saw that.
Gio's like, and it begins.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, I saw that. Well, I think they said that if you retweet their tweet, you get a chance to win one of their NFTs.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Retweet their tweet, you get a chance for a McDouble.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, sounds like it.
That'd be some shit, dude. I could see that.
Bro, I wouldn't be surprised, dude, honestly. Yo, speaking of something like that. So tell me why Wendy's has had NFTs forever, bro.
Wendy's has NFTs forever?
Yeah, they've had NFTs for longer than even know. They have physical NFTs, dude. You know that little Frosty keychain that you buy for $2?
Yeah.
That's like a physical NFT because you get the benefit of free Frosties every time you go through a drive-thru. Think about it, bro. Think about it. That's technically a fucking, it's like a membership.
You get something for free. Yeah,
because you pay the upfront price. That's the only thing is you can't resell it. NFT, you can resell it. I guess you can resell.
You could resell and give it to someone else in real life. Yeah,
I guess you can.
But that is a utility or usage that you can do with the
Yeah, bro, they've been NFTs. Doing it. Yeah. They've been doing it for a minute.
I still don't get it.
Anyways, this is not about NFTs. Yeah.
Let's talk about cars.
Yeah, Gio, let's talk about cars. What's up with cars, bro?
Oh, yeah, you got that new car, right, Gio?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, new to me. Yeah, yeah, man.
Dude.
No, but for real, man, you've been working on that E46 that you just got.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, man, thank you. It's sick, dude. I'm really excited about it. I just want to start driving it already. Just got in a bunch of parts for it, so just trying to slap it all together and get it rolling.
To recap, this is a 323, right?
Yeah, 323.
So is that a 2.5 liter?
Yep, a little 2.5 in it.
Straight six.
Four-door, manual, five-speed. Doesn't leak oil, surprisingly. So, I mean, very surprisingly.
What's the difference between a 323 and 325? Do you know?
I think the package. I think a 325 is a bit more loaded interior-wise. Like, it probably had, like, heated seats. This one doesn't.
Are you sure, bro? Because the 328 and the 330 has an intake manifold difference. That's it. So is it like an intake manifold type thing?
I don't think in E46s they made 328s.
No? Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Definitely. I'm pretty sure they made 328s and three.
I think they went from a 323, 325, and a 330i. And then from there they had the M3. I don't think they made 328s as an E46.
Bro, I'm like positive.
I want to say it's a E36 thing and an E90 thing for sure.
No, they did. They did.
So they did? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They had the 316i, 318i, 320i, 323i, 325, 328, and 330.
Okay. It must just be the packaging. I mean, different wheels, probably different body, like bumpers and shit. More functions, I'm going to assume. Maybe came with Navi or not. And then I think anything like a 328 and 330, they should have came with a 3.0s.
So looking at it, just looking at the specs, it does, the 323 has a different motor from the 325.
Mm-hmm.
The 323 has about 15 horsepower less.
Which one do you got?
It has about 170 horsepower.
All right. How much?
170 compared to the 325 has about 185. Yeah. But the 323 actually has more torque, which is fucking weird. That makes no sense. It has 181 torque compared to 175.
Yeah.
It's a nice six, right? Inline six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't buy it to do wild shit in it. I bought it just as another daily.
Dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, you say that now.
I know.
Until coilovers pop out.
Right.
Spring.
is that going to be like a show-y car if you wanted to be like a
it's
daily?
It's just going to be a nice daily, man. Nice That's daily. All. Yeah, just a nice daily, something to cruise around in.
What happened to the ice? You got the ice... 300,
I'm giving that to my little brother.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm giving it to him.
Dude, that's a nice car for his first time. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's going
to be a sick car for his first car. I got to raise it, though. He asked me to raise it. He's like, it rubs a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I know.
Is he a real car guy like you guys? Not as much?
I want to say he appreciates them. He's not big into them, which is cool, man. Yeah. I'm glad he's not all over shit.
Yeah.
I think he appreciates them. He knows what he likes. I mean, I don't know. I think he hung around Mishka's for too long because he wants an EK9.
Oh, no way.
He likes the Civics, bro. Nah, yeah. Dude. On some real shit, though, I mean, he, like, built his own PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, even though that's an expensive-ass hobby, that's still cheaper than fucking race cars.
It is.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has his own things, man. So, like, I don't rush him or force him into it. He likes the drift scene. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's
pretty dope.
Yeah, so got a subtle Corsa and the whole sim at the house, so he comes out. Not comes over, but he'll.
Bro, I gotta order mine.
What?
Soon, like
your sim driving sim.
I'm looking for one now.
Dude, you should.
Well, I just need the seat.
Yeah.
The seat and the rig.
You already got the seat, don't you? No.
Nah, I don't have a seat.
Oh.
You could probably borrow my passenger seat out of Tiana. I sit upstairs.
Yeah. Well, shit.
If I ever got to put it back, I just ask that I get it back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I might just have a leather BMW seat for my...
Hey, Gio, is it going to be...
Or if you put a bucket in your Civic, man, you could always take your Civic seat out.
That's true. Oh! Yep. Excuses to buy car parts. I love it.
I like that.
Oh,
you should.
Over.
Do all it.
Right. Yeah.
Talk to me about it, man. I got one for everything.
Now... Oh, all right, yep.
Careful.
That's what's going to happen.
Michigan's going to be on Buddy Club tonight, ordering up a bucket.
Not Buddy Club.
They're the only white boy friendly seats, I'll be honest.
White boy friendly.
Better
wide boy.
Oh.
Oh, white boy friendly?
Yeah, bro. Most seats are racist, bro.
This seat doesn't allow the Browns, bro. Now, that or Corbels? I forgot how to pronounce it. But Corbels.
Bro. Turbos. What's his name? Disney Channel, dog.
Disney Channel.
What about Disney Channel?
Yeah, Corbin Blue. Nah.
What?
That's what I was thinking of, bro. Corbin Blue. Yeah, okay. Bro. I think he owns that seat company, bro.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he owns fucking Corbis.
That'd be wild if he did, though.
Hey, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think there's like a retired actor selling like hot dogs or like tacos out of the truck now.
Really?
They started like a truck, a food truck. I don't know, some actor like in L.A. or some shit.
I could see it.
There's a lot of actors in L.A.
Yeah, but he was like a well-known retired like done making movies, like
probably Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think
he's out saving whales right now.
I would go out there myself to go get a hot dog from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, I'd love for him to fucking throw a glizzy right in my mouth.
Oh yeah,
I'd be like, bro, don't even put it in the bun, just toss it.
Just put it in my hand, bro. Just put it in my hand. Actually, can you just feed it to me?
Just feed it down my throat. Put it down my throat.
As he passes it to you, just grab onto and just go. Just tell him, never let me go.
Fucking start chopping on it. Just fucking look him dead in the eyes. Be like, I'll never let go, Jack.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. That'd be great, dude. Dude, I feel like that would be the thing to do though. Like an old retired actor, like you're kind of done being behind like the camera all day, the hectic lifestyle.
Just have fun.
Just fucking have fun. Pick up a food truck and go. Cause like, you know, people like, so many people look up to actors and actresses all the damn time. That, like,
a lot of leadership
people.
So many
fucking people that would be flocking just to get, like, you know, something from an actor.
Bro.
Other than Alex Baldwin, nobody wants anything he's handing out right now.
I don't even know who that is.
Who's that?
I mean, I know who he is, I think.
I'm sure you know.
He was on Dr. Seuss, I think. Right?
Who are you talking about?
I think so.
Who are you talking about?
If you look him up, Alec Baldwin.
Of all the things that I remember him in.
He does, I think he did like insurance commercials or some shit too.
State Farm, like Geico kind of
stuff. He always looked like a douche.
Yeah, he does. But yeah, as soon as you see his face, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, he shot one of his, I think it was one of the camera crew people.
Really?
What?
Nah.
Recently, he's on like, some certain show.
Like this year?
Bro.
And well, the fucked part about it is... I mean, it's sad, dude, because this lady lost her life. But
yeah,
like,
dude, that's fucked
but,
up.
But, like, it's fucked because somebody gave him a prop gun.
Uh-huh.
It was a loaded prop gun.
Shut up.
And, I mean, you could still kill somebody with even, like, rubber bullets and shit,
yeah,
you know?
Dude, the blanks.
So, it was a loaded prop gun. Somebody gave it to him. They said it was good. He fucking fires it. It hits, like, some camera lady. I forgot if she was maybe, like...
Oh.
Like, I don't know. But she was a camera lady, and she fucking died from it. And, like, the fucked part about it is, like, he is a, like, he's anti-gun as fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, so he's, like, super anti-gun.
So he should have been anti-actor, bro.
Yeah, he should have been anti-actor. But, yeah, dude, so, like, a lot of people are lighting his ass up because they're just like, oh, guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin with a gun kills people.
Yeah, dude, literally, bro. I mean, that's fucked up, but I mean, yeah, dude, it's not the gun, it's the person, bro.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that.
That sucks, dude. Yeah. That really sucks.
But I mean, that just goes to show, like, gun control, man. Like, doesn't matter what somebody hands you, you should have some type of control.
Yeah.
Even if it's a prop, you should always be able to at least check it real quick, clear it, and, like, you're good. Not, you know, just trust somebody else's word.
Right.
That's why that shit's so important, man. That's why you always hear,
always
like,
check.
You know, that's why you always hear fucking kids shooting each other, like little kids, you know, oh, my dad's gun, look at it. And it's like, shitty father just kind of leaving shit laying around. But like, you know, and he shows the kid and the kid grabs it, doesn't know any better, fucking points it and shoots. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Dude, there was a story we might have talked about it on the podcast. There was just recently, maybe like 2 months ago, there was a chick, I think, down south that had a gun or her boyfriend's gun or something like that was loaded and just laying around, I guess, or some shit. And she was on a Zoom call for work, on a video call.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, like, she just fell backwards. And, like, her coworkers thought that she, like, fainted or something, so they called 911. They got there. Bro, it turned out her little baby accidentally shot her and killed her.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, found the gun on the floor in the bed or wherever.
What?
Thought it was a toy or some shit and shot her mom. Shot the mom and the mom.
The head?
Shit.
Like, where did she? In the head?
I have no idea.
Oh, she obviously died.
Yeah, but she died.
I mean, that sucks.
I don't imagine it was more than one shot. I mean. They'd be fucked if the baby shot more than once. They'd be fucked.
Yeah, but like, I mean, that's, jeez, they're dumbass.
But yeah, man, that's,
leaving a loaded gun safety, laying around, dude. It's gun safety is a fucking dumb, yeah, dude.
Bro, you know what's fucked? you know what's, I mean, kind of fucked up. Still kind of fucked up. RIP to everybody who's died. Yes. But you know what's crazy? I had a dream like a few nights ago where I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, I smoke a lot of weed, so like I don't have very many dreams anymore.
Hey, we're here.
so I don't have that many dreams or like vivid dreams that I remember. So, but this one was like, I don't even know what the fuck was happening. Like, I don't really remember seeing much, but I remember like looking for my gun, like frantically looking for my gun. And like knowing it was right next to me, and like I finally found it. And as soon as I grabbed it in my dream, like I had, as soon as I grabbed it, I was like, all right, bro, finger not over the trigger. Like, you're, you know, like I was like holding it like close to my chest. Like, I don't know what the fuck I was dreaming. But I literally had like trigger discipline in my dream, dude. I literally fucking remember doing that. And that's, I was good, like, though. I was like fucking proud of myself. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's happening, bro, but I got trigger discipline.
That's good though, man. That's a good habit to build.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. Yeah. I've seen people pick up guns and like willy-nilly do, like, just not like purposely point them at somebody, yeah, but accidentally point them at somebody. Yeah. I'm like, bro, like,
and
no.
It's like, has anyone cleared that before they handed, yeah, it to them? Because yeah, I want to say I've been in the same room with you with that same person that you're talking about that doesn't clear guns that we all know shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And has had more than me.
Yeah. And at this point has more than you. So yeah. Yeah. Do you own anything?
Not at this moment. I would like to. I actually just got my FOID card.
Yeah.
Nice,
man.
I renewed it, so I finally got it in the mail, but...
Your FOID card for the state of Connecticut?
For the state of Connecticut, yes. Yeah, so... got it renewed, so... But I haven't really purchased a weapon yet, but I would like to. I don't know what to get, though.
Yeah, man. I recommend probably going to, like, a gun range.
And, have you ever shot a gun?
Yeah, last time I shot was last year with... my sister's boyfriend. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. My sister has one. She has a dude, <that's, laughs> she has a 4.45 caliber one.
Oh, she has a 45?
Yeah.
Nice.
That thing is powerful, dude.
Yeah,
dude, that's a big round.
I'm not a fan of 45s.
Yeah, those things bark.
They're fucking big boys. Bro, even nines bark, dude. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, dude. 9mm are still fucking crazy in your hand.
Everyone talks shit about like a little 22, but it's like, yo, man, like the 22 enters this big, but like when it exits, it's about like a 3-inch diameter when it, if it exits. If not, it bounces around in your fucking head.
The 22 is a lot easier to shoot, though. Oh, I will say, fun, it's like, yeah, I love shooting. It's like 22s. little baby shit.
A 22? I never shot.
Really small. It's like,
really?
It's like, poof, poof, poof.
Yeah. It's like the most funnest, easiest thing to shoot. It's like shooting like a pellet gun. It's just really.
Whereas like a 45, you can fit like maybe 9 or 8rounds. 22, you can fit like 24.
Have you shot a revolver one before? Revolver? How do those feel?
Dude, I own one.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that one.
You see my cowboy gun, bro?
Yeah. That thing is awesome, dude. Yeah. Like, the way it reloads, you're like, oh.
Yeah, they're fun. It's
satisfying.
Yeah, that's a fun gun to shoot, too.
I walk around in my boxers, pretend I'm Woody. Shit's raw, bro.
Pretend you're Woody with the Woody. Yeah. There's a snake in my boot.
Yeah, that's a pretty good impression.
I practice, bro. I practice. Nah, that's cool though, man. You definitely should, dude. You should definitely pick one up.
How much are they average out to be?
Depends, man. You could pick something up for like $250.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought they were like $800 or
$1,000. That's like the real fancy high class.
Mine
shit
that I carry every day, brand new, was $330.
No.
Yep.
Really? That's
brand,
it?
Brand new.
You could go pick
and
up
it's,
like a.
It's my favorite gun that I've shot.
Wow.
Yeah, you could go pick up like a Taurus for like maybe $280.
I thought they were a lot more expensive.
Nah, dude.
I mean, you can get an expensive ass gun.
Yeah, but are more expensive, I mean.
Kind of, yeah.
More better. They
last longer is what it is.
Like the material-wise, the metal and all that, yeah.
I still want to try the P365, man. I want to try that so bad.
The gun range by your spot has it there. And I rented it when I went with my little brother and my pops. Yeah, I liked it, but I didn't like the $700 price tag on it.
So I want to try it. and obviously bring my my shield and see how the two feel together.
It like feels really nice. It the grip, the handle, is a little thicker.
It looks than the nicer. Shield, it does look
so
nicer.
It fits better in your hand. What's weird about it though, it doesn't have raised sights. The sights are like ingrooved into the into the barrel. Or the top of it. So
it's an integrated sight.
Yeah, it's an integrated sight. So the whole
cool.
It looks fucking sick, dude. It's nice too though. It ain't bad at all.
Yeah, I definitely like that. Bro, that's what yeah, man. I wanna go try it, and if I like it, I'll just save up and get that and then sell mine that I got. But bro, I only shot that little cowboy gun that I got once.
Did you?
Yeah. It's cool. It's like a cool little cowboy gun.
It's cool to have, yeah. Yeah.
Is it powerful?
I'll probably sell it. It's a 22.
Oh, okay.
Plus, you got it for like super cheap, man.
Yeah.
How much?
You got a fucking deal.
I don't remember. I think it was like $120.
Oh, dude, yeah. They're cheap.
Damn. Dude, I was so mad too because it's like, yo, I would have paid that. Yeah, but nobody told me how much it was. And
it's just going to be a gun that I'm going to take to like Jigs' crib just to shoot cans and stuff like when we're bored.
Jigs has a big yard, I'm assuming. Like,
yeah, bro. He has wild turkeys go through his property.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Bro.
Wild turkeys?
Yeah.
Damn. Thanksgiving hunt at Jigs' house.
With bows and arrows.
If you don't get it, you don't eat, bro.
Yes, I'm with it. Oh my god, I just
BYOT,
thought,
bro. Bring Gio. Your own turkey.
Gio, I got an idea.
We got a fucking rear naked chokehold these bitches.
From porches to Porsches. We need to do a 48-hour survival challenge in Jigs' backyard.
But
damn.
I'm with it,
48 hours.
We can only eat what we kill.
Bro,
it's probably just going to be dandelions.
Bro, I was just told maybe an hour ago that I look like I'd eat ants and shit, which I would. So
you would eat ants?
I'd probably eat an ant or two.
A fire ant?
Not a fire ant. I mean, unless it was already dead. But yeah, no.
You do kind of look like you would eat ass.
Ass, yeah.
How about a grasshopper?
Yeah, I'd fuck up a grasshopper.
People eat those.
I've eaten crickets.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Mexico.
They sell the
chocolate crickets or something.
No. They're chile limon, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they had chocolate crickets too.
I haven't had those.
Damn.
That's bougie, bro.
Ooh, dude, imagine.
You come from a rich ass rancho, bro.
Bro, imagine trying
to. You probably got two bridges.
Trying to get sexy rancho with your lady instead of like chocolate covered strawberries, chocolate covered crickets. Oh, dude, it'd be fucking hilarious.
They sell scorpion candy too. I'm not sure if you've seen those.
Yeah, they got the.
Yeah.
Gio got me that one time.
Yeah,
and I never ate it because
I just the gas station right here.
Yeah, they got the lollipop of it.
The fuck?
The scorpion in it. Yeah, yeah, I got him one. He didn't eat it though.
Oh, yeah, this shit looks gross, dude. I fucking hate scorpions.
You don't even taste it, dude. It's a fucking lollipop.
What if there's still venom inside it, bro?
Yeah.
Poison.
It's probably a coagulated.
It's venom, right? Venom is from animals and poison is no. Venom is from your teeth and poison is from claws. Like a platypus.
Because technically flowers have poison.
Just snakes have venom. True. Snakes have little pouches in there.
So it's venom from animals and poison is from plants?
It can be from anything. I guess anything that's living.
No, because there's poisonous
plants, frogs, insects.
My dollar store Jamie, you got the
Black Widow
answers to everything in front of your face.
Insects,
dollar store Jamie.
Insects, flowers,
poison
reptiles.
Is a toxin that gets into the body via swallowing, inhaling, or absorption through the skin. Venom is a specialized type of poison that has evolved for a specific purpose.
Oh.
Mm.
AKA being injected via a bite or a sting.
Yep.
Time out. I know it's kind of off topic, but back to a topic that we were talking about when you said don't let go, Jack.
Yeah.
Actually, Titanic,
don't let go, Jack.
Titanic is going down. You have 1 hour. What are you doing? The rich people boats already left.
Oh, so
now
I'm stuck on this.
Now it's all just us, the poor people, and the violin guys. What are you doing?
The violin guys, come on.
You're gonna do the violin guys?
aggressive.
Mo, first of all, I hope you got permission.
No, wait. What about...
Please, with permission. Right.
What about the violin guys?
I don't know, man. You tell us.
You tell us.
No.
They caught your attention.
Speak up, Saya.
No. I just like the music.
You got something to say?
I like the music.
Anyways, what are you guys doing? Do you go down with the boat and try to swim to the other boats there? So you're waiting until the last second to get off the boat? Do you get off the boat immediately before it turns all vertical and you slide down and run the chance of fucking your shit up on the way down?
Fuck.
Like a lot of those people did. Or do you jump off, wait till it gets vertical, jump off and hit a propeller on purpose and kill yourself?
Wow, that one's pretty dicey.
Hey, man. All viable options.
Oh.
All right.
Fuck, dude, that's scary.
Is the kitchen underwater?
Yes. Did you not see the movie?
I did, but it's when I was like 5.
Bro, the dishes all fell. You saw this.
I'm just saying, bro. So I don't think I'd be dumb enough to wait till this thing like...
That's what I was thinking. I was like, bro, they're really
waiting for this thing to.
Why would they do? Like,
you're gonna freeze to death or drown yourself.
So like, that's the thing too. When a boat sinks, it creates like a vacuum and it pulls you in with it. So it's like, why wait? So you're better off trying to jump off sooner. Plus, the longer you wait, the longer the other boats get away got more time to get away. So if you're trying to like hitchhike on another boat, I mean. But they were a bunch of rich assholes, so they probably walked you off.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't know, man. I would probably go breakdance in front of like the violin guys for a little bit.
That's solid.
As I think of an idea, if all else fails, I'm gonna go check out the propellers.
What about you, Ivan?
Yeah, I probably fall down the propellers. Quick death.
Damn, you guys are trying to kill yourselves.
I don't want to die the worst way. All right,
fuck with the vibe here.
Dude. Slow death in the cold. No. Hell no.
I don't know, man.
I think.
Would you drown yourself to death?
No, but
turn me into a bunch of sashimi.
Yeah,
let the fish eat me. I'm good.
Circle of life, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I would look for floaty things as the ship is sinking, and I would try to find a floaty thing before the ship sinks. And then if I can't find one by the time the ship sinks, then I'm just gonna swim my ass to the fucking nearest lifeboats and say, "Fuck you, rich people, get me."
Yeah.
They won't get you.
Yeah.
I was thinking if the kitchen wasn't underwater yet, I would run into the kitchen, grab as much like bourbon and whiskey as I could.
Because that'd
keep you warm, right?
Yeah,
you just fucking swig that shit.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. Get a little alcohol in
and then try to see if you can make a makeshift raft and just sit on this raft and just keep fucking drinking to keep you warm.
Could you imagine?
That would be like my like go to. I wouldn't jump off into
kill like
propeller.
Three bottles in 3 hours trying to stay fucking warm.
Would you drink 3 bottles and
life or death?
Bro,
you can drink whatever you can.
And at that point, if it's been 3 hours and I haven't been found yet, I'm gonna be drunk enough that I'll probably fall into the water and I don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
So like it would just work out.
Yeah, it's a Titanic was no joke.
What are we looking at?
He survived by drinking.
Yeah.
So.
And he had no ill effects.
So a guy actually did that?
Charles Jogan. He was a chef baker. So he survived.
On the Titanic?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He survived the ship sinking and became notable for having survived the frigid water for an exceptionally long time before being pulled onto the overturned collapsible B lifeboat.
Damn.
But virtually no ill effects.
Bruh. Yep, Gio, your tactic would have worked.
Yep. Yeah, even if you scroll down, it goes by getting really drunk. How Baker survived the Titanic sinking by getting really drunk.
That's crazy. Really drunk. He got really drunk and he made it.
You're a genius.
Dude, I was agreeing with you on that.
Yep.
You're a genius, honestly.
Ha. Gio thought of that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'd try to sit there and make like a makeshift raft out of something, you know?
I think you have less anxiety if you drink. You're like, fuck, I'm dead, whatever.
Liquid courage, like, fuck it. Like, if I break
give
a leg,
you the
I break a
give
leg.
You the courage to fucking hit a propeller.
that that would be it. If I couldn't figure something out to make a raft with, it's just like,
fuck it. Dab on your way down.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Rest in peace to all the earbud ears right now. Yeeted extremely loud.
Yeah, that was a beautiful yeet.
Yeah, I think I'd do that. What would you do?
Yeah, man. You haven't answered yet.
I think that's what I would do, man. I would try to find some floatable shit as it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets vertical before I could find some shit, yeah, I don't know, man. I think I would just try to swim to the boats.
Yeah, but then those rich pricks are going to be fucking paddling you away in the head and be like, off, peasant.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I did see the movie. Those motherfuckers.
That was a long movie.
That was a very long movie. I think that was like my first set of tits I've seen in a movie.
Bro, I think so too. That was the first movie that I saw like with sex and stuff. And I was like, bro.
First time too when I was a kid. Yeah. I remember that.
I want to say my grandma took me to see that one too.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah,
bro. The sex scene started right at cassette tape too.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would know that.
Paint me like one of your French
specifically
girls.
2 minutes and 40 seconds in the tape two.
Right? Tape two.
The director's cut was a bit sooner.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man. I think that's how I would try to survive that.
Yeah. Fight or flight.
Bro, when's the last time you seen Pulp Fiction?
Ooh. Dude, I watch that shit pretty like often, honestly.
Bro.
Especially if I got like if there's nothing else to watch and Netflix has it. Yeah, I'm popping that bitch.
You know they're releasing, I think it's like 7. Did you see that, Ivan?
I don't know what Pulp Fiction is.
They're releasing, it's a movie by Quentin Tarantino, like a legendary movie.
You haven't seen that?
Nah.
You gotta go home and watch it.
I know who Quentin Tarantino is. It's like, good. Django was awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one too, but Pulp Fiction was like one of the
What
top.
Year was it released? Maybe?
90s maybe?
Early 2000s.
It wasn't that old, man. I want to say it's like early 2000s.
Ask Siri.
Anyways, dude, he's, Quentin Tarantino is releasing like 7 or 8.
94.
Oh, yep. That's when I was born.
Yeah, 94.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's releasing 7 or 8 deleted scenes from the movie.
Oh,
really? That's
sick.
As NFTs.
Nah.
Really? Yep.
Get out.
Yeah. He's actually speaking at NFT NYC.
What? Yep. Oh, right now.
Yep.
This week.
Now. Yep.
Wait, what? How long does that go to? Till Friday, right?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
But I see.
But
were you answering his mating call? Because he did the same call earlier today too.
Silently.
Hey, man. Ivan stays whispering sweet nothings into my ear, bro.
We know Saya does.
Oh, what? Hell no.
Anyways, all right, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track.
Nah.
But yeah, 7 fucking deleted scenes, man. That's gonna be cool,
dude. Fuck, when does that come out?
I'm very curious to see them,
bro. You can't get excited. You gotta watch the movie first.
I want to know.
He knows about it. Now he's like, yeah, bro. You remember this part?
Bro. All I gotta say is big ass syringe in the chest. That's all I gotta say, man. That shit's hardcore, bro.
Is it that bloody or gory or something?
You've probably seen the scene in like YouTube or something where it's like this blonde chick and like. Somebody like shanks her in the chest.
It's John Travolta, bro.
I know John Travolta.
Okay, yeah. So he has a big old syringe in his hand.
Yeah.
And he has to hit her with, what is it called?
Narcan. Is it Narcan?
Why?
Yeah, because she's overdosing, right?
Ah, okay.
So they got like stab her in the chest.
Stab it in her chest.
Fuck.
Is that medically accurate?
Nah, you would puncture a lung or. The heart.
Well, I mean, that movie also is like if you shoot someone in the hand, it's like the hand disappears.
That's over exaggerating. That's over exaggerating, basically.
But the whole movie is an over exaggeration.
All right, yeah.
So basically, follow that in case you need to do that at some point. Do that exactly.
Not freaking put a fucking syringe and needle in your chest.
Yeah, that was You're a wild dead. Scene. That was cool. You should watch it though, for sure.
All right.
For sure. You got to watch it. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. I'm excited for that, man.
That's cool.
It should be pretty sick.
You think? Yeah. Would you advise Gio to mint it?
Oh, well, I have no idea how they're doing that.
Oh.
I don't know if it's going to be one of ones or if it's going to be a series. I have no idea.
But they talked about it?
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino said that he was dropping them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Shit.
Yeah. No, that'd be cool. It's cool that they're all getting into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Bro, so.
What up?
We bought a little booksy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bookie book.
Yeah.
For the podcast.
Yeah.
So that listeners can get a full 1,000 episodes of us asking dumbass questions to each other. So we're going to ask 3 would you rather questions.
Oh, hell no.
We went to Target and bought a book that says 3,000 would you rather questions because we are 14-year-old girls. Let's fucking go.
All right. Go.
Number 1, Gio and Seiya. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather give up your favorite food for a year or give up candy forever?
I go giving up candy forever.
Say ya. Oh,
man, I love candy. Probably my food.
You're a slut for Kit Kats.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Your food? Your food?
Yeah.
Your favorite
What's your
food?
Favorite food?
Oh, man. Dinga.
Dinga?
Okay, well, would you rather live... I would rather do candy too. Fuck that.
Candy's
whack, bro.
I love candy.
My favorite food.
I would not give up mashed potatoes for
Kit Kat for life. I'm good. I wouldn't mind
mashed potatoes for life, dog.
Dude.
Anyways, would you rather live in a windmill or a lighthouse? What kind of a question is that? Who wants to live in either of those?
Yeah, both sound terrible.
If I had to pick,
where's the bridge? Because I'll pick that one.
If I had to pick, I wouldn't mind a lighthouse. I can have the view to the ocean. You know.
Okay, well, we're just going to skip over the ones that are lame. So don't even answer that one because I don't care to know, honestly.
All right.
Would you rather be an angel on your friend's shoulder or a devil on your enemy's shoulder?
You can answer this, yeah.
Both of you guys got to answer this.
All right.
Depending what friend, though. Can you give me...
The good one or the bad one, bro?
Well, yeah, but like which friend?
Okay, you can choose.
I don't know. I'd constantly just be whispering like camo black.
So you'd be the devil. Okay. Ivan.
What was the question?
Would you rather be an angel on your friend's shoulder or a devil on your enemy's shoulder?
Oh, that's easy. A friend.
Your enemy, a.k.a. Beanie. Anyway.
I never said that.
For anyone that doesn't know, Seiya hates Beanie.
I'm just kidding. What are you talking about?
Anyways.
Your answer?
Shit, what was the question? I'd rather be an angel, bro. Ain't gotta be no devilish shit, bro. Ain't gotta be putting no negativity into motherfuckers'
minds. We here for
minds.
A good time. We here for a good time.
That's true.
Positive vibes, yo.
I could just be an angel that just drinks a lot of blood of the Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and move on from that creepy ass sentence that Gio just said.
Wine, bruh. I could be
Gio
a wino
wants to drink
ass
blood
angel.
Now.
Always so, drunk. Gio's yeah, always bro. Drunk.
Bruh.
Lit as fuck.
I'm like, what is his name? Edward.
Every, from, from Twilight.
Yeah, dude, I'm that sparkly fucking vampire bitch, bro.
He's gonna be in the Batman movie. I heard about. I can't take it seriously.
A lot of people are mad about it too.
I can't take it seriously. I'm sorry. They picked the wrong generation to watch.
Yeah, they picked the wrong guy.
They should have picked the same one from the Joker. What's his name?
I think Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. He's good.
He's a good Batman.
Yeah, he's a good Batman. Christian Bale.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
I like Christian Bale.
I'd rather have Christian Bale than Robert Pattinson.
I don't know who Robert Pattinson is.
He's the Twilight vampire.
Oh, he's Batman.
No,
No, are you serious?
Yeah, look at the trailer.
Did he start lifting at least?
Yeah, well, look at the trailer.
Oh,
he's already official trailer.
God.
Yeah, official from DC.
I heard like the top comment.
You gotta
see
it, dude.
I heard the top comment was like, could we at least gave him some fucking legs?
I know. He has no legs, bro.
He's got no legs, bro.
Mishka would make fun of him hardcore right now.
He misses squat day all day, bro.
He did get buffed though. He worked out.
I don't think so, man.
I feel like if it trailers.
I feel like Batman. Like
Batman needed to look like Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Christian Bale, I guess, wasn't huge either.
He wasn't, but he was at least like he had a build.
His face was more like manly. I guess I just can't do Twilight, man.
No, I can't take that seriously.
Like this dude looks like he makes croissants for fun.
Yeah.
You can't be Batman like that, dude.
He asked me if I want to make my caramel frappe into a venti for 45 cents extra.
Yeah, bro. That's what he looks like. This dude doesn't sweat. He glistens, dog.
He glistens.
He really does.
Yeah.
Twilight motherfucker, dude.
Yeah. I'm good on that.
I don't know. I feel like they should have made like...
I'm not going to mint the new movie, bro.
You know, they actually had a 007 VV NFT ticket that you could have bought for $100.
007?
Yeah, they only had like, what, 10 in the VV app? VV's like another platform, and you can buy digital collectibles from Marvel, Cartoon Network.
It's something I was telling you about.
Comic books.
Oh, the comic books.
Right, they are. And they released this 007, first ever NFT ever in the world movie ticket. And you get 7 free tickets just by purchasing, but the cheapest one is going for $350,000. Yeah, but there's only 10 of them, and there's
so ridiculous.
700. There's about almost a million people using
for
the
7
app.
Movie tickets.
Yep.
No, I mean, yeah, technically it's the first 007
first
NFT, but dude, really 007? I mean, I don't
movie
know.
Ticket, movie ticket, first movie ticket ever in the world that you can watch.
Bro,
a movie.
It better be the most VIP luxury. Fly me out to Dubai, wine dine,
and
69 my ass while I watch this fucker
for real,
movie,
man.
Dude. Because, like, yeah, dude, I ain't paying that kind of money for 7 movie tickets.
You'd be surprised how many rich people are on the app, though.
I don't doubt it.
Like, I got lucky. I got a comic from The Incredible Hulk, first appearance ever in the whole NFT, officially licensed by Marvel, and I got lucky, spent $7, sold it for $4,400.
Jeez.
And, so then I reinvested that into some more valuable ones, like the first ever NFT, and that was Batman.
Really?
And that thing, I put $1,400. Right now it's around 1,900, almost 2,000. It's steady, but it's a good long term hold because it's the first ever, and it's the first ever Batman NFT collectible. So I know that's gonna hold well in value.
That's wild.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Dude. That's congrats. Man.
Oh,
that's a good come up.
Thanks.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I feel like anything Marvel like really holds value because there's always Marvel heads everywhere you go. Whether it's kids or even adults, man. They're all into it.
They know who Batman is. They know who Spider-Man is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the world knows that.
Yeah.
They'll pay money for that.
You guys see that? I know it was like all over Facebook and shit. Y'all see that like, what was it? New Superman comic book made him like bi.
What?
So there's a part where he's like kissing another dude.
What?
Oh, really?
Superman kissing another dude. Yeah.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They're making a lot of fuss about that. Yeah,
a lot of people were mad about it because he's like, "Oh, Superman shouldn't be fucking bi."
Yeah.
I mean, he was never bi like in like the comics, but if he was bi now in the comics, I mean, I don't see why that would be an issue. But dude, thinking about that now, is there any gay superhero ever?
I don't think there's ever been.
And dude, you know what would be hilarious?
I got to question every superhero that wears really tight spandex, bro.
Well, that's all of them.
Superman, you know?
You know what I could see happening, though, is like them coming out with like
Man of Steel.
Gay man, like some Rainbow Man or like something like that. Like, they should make, like, just, like, a regular superhero that's gay.
I feel like if they did a gay man, Rainbow Man, then it'd be like, oh, you're targeting, like...
Exactly. Like,
I don't know.
But they do that. Companies do that.
Yeah, I see them do that. But I feel like people would be upset over that because now it's like you're targeting gays now over this.
Yeah.
Like, you just want...
They do it too obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this whole Superman thing is just, like, a subtle drop for it. I mean, I don't really care
It'd be
for
cool.
it because I'm not
be cool.
big into all of that stuff, but, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, if instead of changing someone's whole background history from forever ago, you know, like Superman.
Just make a new one.
Yeah, just make a whole new, you know, make a whole new guy. I mean, again, I really don't give a shit where it goes from here. I'm not upset about it. But, like, I don't know. It just, to me, seems to be easier to, like, just make a whole new character.
Bro, it would have been better if they chose Captain America.
Yeah.
Because that's more American.
Yeah.
Force all the super.
So, yeah, VV actually has, like, some well-known artists. I guess they released this, like, about 6 months ago. I guess they had, like, a Pride celebration.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first ever NFT drop, and I guess the cheapest one that's going for right now is $6,000, and it's like a piece by Givenchy Beauty. I don't know who that is.
Givenchy?
Oh, Givenchy. Yeah,
Givenchy.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Just a high-end
Yeah, so he did an NFT with the collaboration VB, first ever, and it's worth $6,000.
$6,000?
Just for this
NFT. That's Givenchy, bro. They got like fucking
$6,000
shirts worth that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'd rather buy a shirt.
It's official from him.
Bro, $6,000 for a shirt.
Yep. I'm telling you, dude.
I don't think I'd ever buy a fucking shirt.
Here I am spending more than that on JPEGs, but still, fuck.
You could have got it for $100, though. You know, that's a lot of profit.
Well, yeah, but that's if somebody wants to pay that.
Yeah. There is people out there, though.
Yeah, but I think there's, like, far and few that will, you know? Like, I don't think there's a whole lot of people. Like, say, out of 100% of people, I feel like there's maybe 12% of people that will actually buy that shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's only that few. Because not everybody's rich, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like somebody buying, like, a Givenchy NFT is, like, probably, like, someone, like, high-end, high-fashion that's just like, oh, yeah, I buy everything Givenchy.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, they want to have the top stuff.
Kind of. Yeah, so, but like I said, out of 100% of people, I'm sure it's probably, like, 12 or 10% of people actually pay that kind of money for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised when I sold mine for $4,400. I'm like, damn, people would actually spend this much?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's wild.
There's so much money being made.
Dude.
Fucking Elon Musk made more in the last 9 months than Warren Buffett made in his entire lifetime.
Wow.
That's ridiculous,
no
dude.
Way.
Warren Buffett is like the guy everybody worshiped for stocks.
Yeah, because he was the one that just preached on like Coca-Cola product and like what else?
Yeah, he drinks Coke and eats McDonald's every day.
Yeah.
but yeah, dude.
I bet he does Coke too, bro.
I'm sure. I'm sure, dude. He's worth so much fucking money. But yeah, Elon Musk in the past 9 months made more than he did in his
life. Was it because of what?
Tesla, SpaceX?
Oh.
SpaceX.
Oh yeah, he's next. He's next level.
Yeah, bro.
He is. He really is.
Jeez, I mean, space.
Yeah.
Freak. Space. Well, I mean, come on.
What was it? They made like some sort of ticket or something for. Or like six people went to the SpaceX thing. Yeah, I mean, I heard you're not like in space, but you're like right at the point where like a couple more feet up there, you'd be.
And actually, I heard you're only there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Just 10 minutes.
But like each ticket's like $200,000.
So what do they do? They just like launch you up there?
Yeah, they launch you up there.
They take you in a space shuttle.
Oh, really?
Space shuttle? Take you like on like the very edge of space for like 10 minutes, and then they bring you back down.
Fuck! I bet that's expensive, dude.
All that for like 40 ETH. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Dumb. Really?
It's like 200K. It's like some stupid number. Yeah. Jesus, it's ridiculous.
I've heard that like a lot of astronauts are mad about it because it's like, yo, like you're telling me I've trained for 10 years of my life to do this and I still didn't qualify, but you're going to send some dipshit fucking rich guy up there.
And then they go like, do you have 200K, Mr. Astronaut? Yeah.
It's like, I would if you sent me up there, you bitch. I would have found something.
I mean, think about it, bro. They take out fucking six people up there. That's 1.2 mil.
Dude,
just for a trip. I mean, I'm sure the trip costs a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of gas. Nice,
but you know, like, dog, they're making a lot of money off that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I guarantee, I'm sure it's not cheap to send something into like orbit.
Oh, it's not.
But they're only up there for 10 minutes. So, like, imagine like how much more it costs when they send like a shuttle up into space and they're up there for a month.
Oh, dude, yeah.
You know, like, that has to be like outrageous money. But for 10 minutes, like, I'm sure they're still making like dumb bank off this shit.
If Elon Musk ever releases an NFT where he can get some sort of exclusive access to his, like, space stuff, I know that's going to moon.
Dude, he should do one where it's like, I'll give you exclusive access to one of my security cameras at my Tesla factory.
What the
heck? That.
Yeah. Security cameras?
Yeah. So you could like pop in whenever you want. And there's like a live feed.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people would buy that.
Yeah, I'm sure people would probably buy that. Like this one's for like the car spot. This one's for like our battery spot. This one's like our R&D. Like, I'm sure people would buy that shit like crazy. I think that'd be cool. Man, security cameras are cool as fuck, dude. I could sit there and stand there and watch like a security camera for like 20 minutes.
You ever see those nature cams?
No.
Yeah, like,
the ones like in the wilderness or like the ones at like the zoo?
They're like small boxes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those.
Some wild ones, man.
They just put them out in the wilderness and like you'll see random like a bear like walk by or like look at the box and be like, what the fuck is that?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I never know. It does infrared shots.
So like it's like night vision shots.
Oh, there's night vision too?
It's night vision shots, yeah.
Yeah.
So you see like wild shit.
Dude, there's one online, I don't know if it's still up, but it was at one point where it was basically they found an eagle nest and they had a camera zoomed in to that eagle nest.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a 24/7 live stream. You could just watch the little baby eagles all day. Like if you wanted to, you just watch that shit.
That's pretty cool.
You see the little mama come back and forth and stuff.
That sounds pretty peaceful to me.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. On YouTube, they got a few, like the aquarium has a... I think it's like the San Diego Aquarium has like lo-fi aquarium vibes.
No way, what?
And they just have a live stream of their aquarium and they have lo-fi music in the background.
No shit.
Yeah, dude, it's sick.
That's dope.
It's smart. Honestly, it's really smart.
Yeah.
The next level thing is have you guys watched the Facebook recent live stream?
You mean Meta?
The Meta, yeah.
I haven't seen it. I heard it. I kind of read it.
Oh, you read it? Oh.
I didn't really.
It's crazy stuff, though. I mean, kind of like what we're heading into. It's kind of like giving a sneak peek with these NFT stuff that we're talking about.
It gave me, you guys ever watched that movie, Ready Player One?
That's what it is.
That's what it gave me, those vibes. That's just kind of like, damn, that's kind of.
That's basically what we're aiming
for. Bro, I watched that movie and I didn't really like it.
You didn't like it? I thought it was good, man.
It's giving you a sneak peek of what it could be, though.
I actually liked it.
It's giving you a sneak peek of the metaverse. Different worlds that people, you know, shooting one.
You got to think about it, though. If they did like a basic fucking like movie of it, it'd be a very boring movie. That's why they had to make the guy.
Because people are different avatars in that movie, you know? The avatars, they're unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a bad idea.
That's where we're at already with phones.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like. It's like with phones already, it's like you can't talk to somebody for more than 10 minutes without them, like, drooling on their phone, you know, or like, people's attention span now is shit.
It's so short,
so it's like,
but think about it this way: the only reason that we're going there is because it's gonna make us more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason, because we're gonna be able to multitask while we're looking at our phones. It's gonna be in our head or whatever, you know. It's basically gonna make it more efficient, but I think it's inevitable because of phones, basically.
I feel like people are going to lose, like, the human touch. I mean,
They are.
Like,
yeah, they
more
are.
More people are going to be doing, like, dating, virtual dating, like that shit, than physically dating.
Yeah.
I think that's going to what it I think might it's come just going to
come down to people being more, like...
Lazier,
depressed. Because, like, you need human touch, man. Like, as humans, we all need that caress.
Yeah, that physical.
I
mean,
I don't know about y'all, but, like, I enjoy being a little spoon here and there. Like, come on, man. Like, ain't nobody mad about it. I'm just saying, bro. The little spoon.
I mean, that's why.
Demi Lovato's spoons don't like being spoons.
Yeah, no spoon likes to be at Demi Lovato's house.
We're a terrible fucking human beings.
Demi el vato.
El vato.
But
we're such dicks.
But I mean, it's, I don't know, I feel like that shit will just get us like more further and further away.
Yeah, I feel
like more people will like, then like the whole thing of like, oh, people are shit, people are terrible people, like that'll be more of a thing just because it's like now there's a real excuse of not having to see people. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I just think it'll snowball into this big, massive, like, fucking world that'll just be like,
yeah.
I don't know.
We got propelled further closer to that because of COVID. Because I saw in my old employer, like, it went from in-person meetings to Zoom meetings. Zoom.
That was everywhere.
Like 100%, like, all I did.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
You enjoyed it, though, for a bit?
No.
Being away from the office?
No. Regardless.
You didn't? No?
I mean, well, yeah, being away from the office at first, but, like, still, I mean, obviously, that job or role wasn't for me, but
congrats, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yep.
Was it? I feel like dang. I was about to say something. I completely forgot. And now it's gone. And it's
what are you looking for?
I have no idea. I was about to say something, but I completely forgot.
Potato.
That's fine. Potato. Oh, is it November 3rd? No, it's not.
No, not
to you guys. Not to you guys. I'm talking to the listeners. Is it November 3rd?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up.
If it's November 3rd or later, look up on YouTube From Porches to Porches Podcast, or the link in our description, because you're going to see our first episode of What Are This?
What?
Featuring our super sexy macho man, Gio.
What?
In the motherfucking building and my hand. Whoa, that sounds really weird. That sounds really weird. No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean
time
it like
stamp
that.
Time stamp it.
No, you guys will see when you see it. It does feature my hand, Gio's and it does feature hand. Gio. And Gio does look good. Scrumptious, actually. And, okay.
Appreciate
you. Okay. But yeah, check out our new video series. It's our new video series. It's called What Are This? And we are explaining exactly what this are. So we appreciate y'all for listening. If you made it this far, we love y'all.
Love you very much.
If you're pooping,
love you guys.
Don't push too hard. That's how you get hemorrhoids. We love you. Have a good night. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Peace.
Peace. Later.